today on The Travel Guys.
In travel news, Uber settles a safety lawsuit. Two certain future hits are announced for Broadway. And if you thought the seats on your JetBlue flight were a little closer together, you were right.
At 3:20, The Travel Guys offer you a special Valentine's Day gift courtesy of the Sacramento Capital Airs.
If you like short getaways, think about heading over to the Napa Valley midweek the next couple of months to take advantage of the special behind-the-scenes treats. We have a special guest coming in at 3:35.
At 3:45, we introduce you to a new company that is creating a list of planet-friendly travel providers. And finally, I'll dip into the mailbag and share some thoughts from our listeners. Tom is away. There's only one travel guy today. Thank you for joining me on the journey.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man, king of the road. Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Chickens, out on the Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Well, let's go on with the show. Welcome to The Travel Guys. Thanks to James for helping with the headlines. Tom is away today. I'm Mark Kaufman. Welcome to The Travel Guys on KFBK AM and FM. It's a pleasure to have you along on this Valentine's Day Sunday. And after we get done with the travel news and take a little short break at about 15 after the hour, we will have a very special Valentine for you here. The Sacramento Capital Airs are on hand to do a live Valentine to our Travel Guys listeners. So hang on for that. Also, later on in the program, we talked to some folks down in the Napa Valley. They are doing some special promotions midweek in the off season that give you a chance to go behind the scenes and see and do some things you wouldn't normally get to see and do in Napa. And also, we're going to talk to a company that is creating a list of eco-friendly companies, not necessarily people who do environmental tours, but people who do things who conduct their business in a way that's friendly to the planet. So we'll talk more about that later on. And then finally, I'll go to the mailbag and answer some of your emails and some of your questions that have piled up in the last couple of weeks. So we have a busy program. Time to get started, like we do every week, with the travel news. Uber is in the news, as they are almost every week. Uber has agreed to pay a $28 million settlement on a class action lawsuit that took issue with the company's claims that its drivers' background checks were industry-leading. The terms of the settlement require Uber to pay roughly 25 million riders across the United States. Wait a minute. $28 million, 25 million riders. I think that's... Luis, doesn't that figure out to about... that sounds like it's about a dollar a person.
It's like $1.50.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and on a good day, if you so Uber is going to and reword the language around the fee that the company charges for each ride. Uber will rename the fee called the Safe Ride Fee. They're going to now call it a booking fee. Apparently, Lyft has made a similar change. In 2014, a New York Times article found that Uber and Lyft were actively lobbying against fingerprint-based background checks in courthouses across the country. At the time, lawmakers said that in the rush to aid drivers to their services, Uber and Lyft chose speed over quality in background checks. State background checks for taxi drivers vary by jurisdiction, but lawmakers said they were often more rigorous than those for either of those services. My opinion here, it seems like that the Uber drivers and the Lyft drivers, we want them to have the same checks as taxi drivers. We want to know who's hauling us around. We want to know that they're not criminals. Uber has also been sued in civil court by two California district attorneys on similar charges of misleading consumers about the company's safety practices. It is unclear what impact, if any, this potential settlement has on that case. If the settlement is approved by the court and accepted by riders, Uber passengers who use the service in the United States, this is how does this affect you? Luis, you're an Uber guy, so this might be you. Between January 1, 2013 and January 31st, 2016, so that's a three-year period, will be notified by email and have the option to accept a refund in the form of a rider credit or a chargeback on their credit card file. We'll keep an eye on that one. You know what would be fun is if you are an Uber driver or an Uber rider or an Airbnb user or an Airbnb vendor, someone who rents out a room or your home. If you went to travelguysradio.com and just dropped me a short note with your name and address and just put Airbnb or Uber or Lyft in the subject line, why, I would love to contact you and put together a program where we could just have folks who are users and folks and get all the pros and cons and some of those things out. So if you have a minute, go to travelguysradio.com and just drop me a quick note and I'll contact you by email next week. We've talked about a little bit about people who fake things in airports, particularly fake disabilities, in order to be able to gain a place in line, a place forward in line. Here is an interesting letter. I took this from Chris Elliott's Elliott.com website. This is from a lady who has a little bit of a different perspective. She says, yes, people can need help boarding a flight, but walk off looking perfectly okay. It can happen. You can't tell what's going on with a person by looking at them for a minute. Let me tell you about the day I requested a wheelchair assist at my gate. I'd been having problems with my left knee for a few months, was wearing a brace most of the time, was in a lot of pain, made a terrible mistake of taking an hour-long shared van ride to the airport in Denver, and got into a spot in the van where I couldn't move my knee the whole time. By the time I got out of the van, I was in excruciating pain, needed a wheelchair to get to the gate. By the time I got to the gate, having taken a pain pill and had the opportunity to move the knee around some, I was able to walk on and off the airplane. So the lady's point is that sometimes folks need assistance, and be careful about being judgmental, because someday that might be you. And then the other side is that people who really truly don't need assistance and request it, particularly in airports, in order to gain themselves a spot further up in line, are messing up the whole system. So shame on you. And because you're hurting folks who really legitimately need that assistance. All right. Broadway has announced this week that there are a couple of new shows coming. I think these are both bound to be instant hits. What do you think about the concept of Hello Dolly coming back to the stage in April of 2017, starring Bette Midler as Hello Dolly? That role that Carol Channing played all so many years, Bette Midler is going to do Hello Dolly on the stage, and she will be there next April. And coming in 2018, Frozen is coming to Broadway. Disney has announced that they will be bringing Frozen to Broadway coming in the spring of 2018. So two of them that were tickets will be Hamilton, which is the hottest show on Broadway right now. Last week, I went online to see about getting tickets for Hamilton for a group of ours. It's going to be in New York City in a couple of months. You can go see Hamilton in New York City, the biggest hit in a long time, next January the 18th, if you bought a ticket Friday. That was the first opening 11 and a half months down the road. So Hamilton is the hot ticket coming to San Francisco next spring. If you're someone who flies on JetBlue, you got on the airplane and you notice that, hey, this doesn't seem quite so comfortable. Well, it's because it isn't quite as comfortable as it used to be. JetBlue put in two more rows of seats in the airplane. So next time you get on, you say, gee, this doesn't seem quite so comfortable. It's because you lost 2 inches of legroom. This is what JetBlue says about it. They said, we're excited about our new plans, which will give our A320 interiors a brand new look and ensure we continue to offer the best experience in the industry. It's true JetBlue has more legroom than anybody else, but it's kind of like saying, well, we've cut out some of the legroom, so we don't suck as much as the other guys. Shut up and enjoy the cabin. It's still better than our competitors. In the race to the bottom, we at least tapped on the brakes. So for JetBlue people, congratulations. It's just not as good as it used to be. Luis, have you ever heard of something called Rocket Miles?
No, I haven't.
You haven't? Never heard of Rocket Miles?
Nope.
Are you a miles collector type of guy?
No, I really don't like to fly a lot.
Yeah.
My preferred method of travel is the train.
Ah, okay. So here's a story about Rocket Miles. This is a way to enhance your mileage collection. It promises frequent flyers to earn previously unheard quantities of loyalty program miles and points, especially when booking rooms at high-quality hotels. So this guy signs up for it, David Chen. He signs up for it. He books a hotel room, and then he reports that, well, when he gets the hotel bill, instead of it being $179 plus tax, which should have amounted to about $198, the charge was $220. When he inquired, he finds that the extra charge for the extra 11.8% on his bill is for those extra miles. So indeed, the miles are not free. So if you're using one of those mileage enhancement things, it reminds me of when you go to the airport and it asks you as you're checking in, would you like to buy some more miles? The answer has to be always no. The only time it would ever be yes is if those miles would put you over the top for an award that you're having and you think you're never going to fly again or never earn another mile, and that would be the only exception perhaps to that rule. Speaking of airline seats and not having very much room in airline seats when you fly, Luis, this is probably why you take the train. Congress has proposed minimum airline seat standards. In a bill, Steve Cohen, who represents Tennessee's 9th Congressional District, has put a rider into a bill before Congress right now that says that not less than 1 year after the date of the enactment of this act, the Secretary of Transportation shall issue such regulations as are necessary to establish minimum dimensions, including width, length, and seat pitch, for passenger seats on airplanes in the United States. We will see. The average length, the average distance between seats has dropped from 35 inches before airline deregulation in the 70s to about 31 inches today. And the average width of a seat has decreased from 18 inches to 17 inches. Luis, you said you'd like to travel on the train. They've been squeezing the air mileage programs. And for those of you who are an Amtrak guest reward frequent traveler, look again at your points, because January the 24th, there were some pretty dramatic changes on Amtrak's guest rewards and how they can be redeemed. You may find that your points don't get you quite as much as they used to. Seems to be a trend going around these days. And that Yeah. Sorry about that, dude.
You said that the average increase on the seat had decreased by about 4 inches.
Yeah.
I wonder how much the average American has increased.
Uh-huh. Well, I will argue with you that it's the 3/4 of an inch that we've lost width-wise is way more important than the 4 inches we lost lengthwise, because it's the width-wise that there's nowhere
to... The war for the armrest.
The war for the armrest, exactly. All right, that's your travel news for today. Coming up next, we have a special live Valentine for Travel Guys listeners. And then after the news at the bottom of the hour, we've got some things to make you a smarter traveler. We're going to take you down to the Napa Valley and tell you about some planet-friendly travel companies. We are the Travel Guys on KFBK. Country roads, take me home. All right, welcome back to the Travel Guys. Mark Hoffman here. Tom Romano has flown the coop. Who knows? So we might hear from him sometime between now and 4 o'clock. We have some special guests in the studio today. It is Valentine's Day. And happy Valentine's Day to all the ladies and all the guys, to everyone who's listening to the Travel Guys today. I hope your Valentine's Day is a wonderful one, and perhaps we can make it a little bit more wonderful here in just a moment. Sports Leisure Vacations, who brings you the Travel Guys, my company, has for many years had a great relationship with a barbershop a group in town, a men's chorus, the Sacramento Capitalaires, who have all kinds of different quartets. And at this time of the year, they deliver singing Valentines to folks all over. And for the last 3 days, that's what they've been doing. And they were kind enough to come in today. These guys have been making the rounds. They were on TV this morning. And so they're singing all over the place. And there's nothing better than good barbershops. So guys, introduce yourselves, if you would, here to our Travel Guys listeners.
Hi, we're a quartet called Checkered Pass, and I'm Chuck Call, the tenor.
And my name is Mike Selby, and I sing the lead or the melody.
I'm Al Harrington, I sing bass.
And I'm Steve Allison, and I sing baritone.
All right. Well, gentlemen, without any further ado, happy Valentine's Day to you from the Travel Guys and from the Sacramento Capitaires.
Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you. Let me hear you whisper that you love me too. Keep the love light glowing in your eyes so true. Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you.
That is awesome, guys. So you've been going all over town. You're not the only quartet, right?
Oh, no. There's a couple other ones that are traipsing around the Sacramento area, going to the Valentine's place of business or residence. We sing a couple of nice mushy songs, and we hand them a box of chocolate and a rose, and the orderer looks pretty good.
It's a perfect to me, and I've had you guys come by to and serenade the ladies in our office a couple of times over the years, and it's the perfect Valentine's Day surprise as far as I'm concerned. It doesn't matter whether you have an office full of people or just one people that you're trying to impress, whether it's people that work for you or whatever. You guys have been doing this for a while now. This is not the first year for singing Valentine's.
Many, many years.
And whenever we do it in a business setting, we always draw a crowd.
Yeah, well, we're kind of backfilling here because today is Valentine's Day, so we can't really tell people, gee, if you'd like to get a singing Valentine, contact us at. However, we did put a link to the Capital Airs on the Travel Guys Radio site, so travelguysradio.com, because you guys are an active group. People could join your group. There is, you guys are for the men, and there's also a group for the ladies. And so they could, and how would someone who wanted to sing with you gentlemen, how would they do that?
Well, they'd need to find our website, capitalairs.org. Or we can go, or you can go to the number. What is the
800 number?
The 800 number.
Yeah, that's
it
all
is,
right.
It is 877, I mean, sorry, 888-877-9806. Let me try that again. 888-877-9806.
So you guys, I assume that you have practices on a regular basis.
Yep. Tuesday evenings.
You do shows a couple times a year, I know.
We do a couple of shows a year. And we are also available for bookings of quartets just about any time of the year.
So if you had a special event or something like that.
Birthday, party, whatever.
Birthday party, next week.
Anniversary. Huh. You know, we get booked all the time.
Okay. So so you can go to capitalairs.org.
Yep.
Or travelguysradio.com, and there's a link there.
Cool.
Can you guys do one more for us?
Yes, sure.
All right, the Sacramento Capital Airs.
One more upbeat here.
Doomba, 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 doomba.
I'm sitting on top of the world, just rolling along, just rolling along. Because I'm quitting the blues of the world, just singing a song, just singing a song. Glory, hallelujah, just phone the parson, hey, Paul, get ready to go. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm ready to go. Because I'm sitting on top of the world, just rolling along, just rolling along. I'm sitting on top of the world.
Oh, yeah.
Rolling along.
Yes, sir.
Rolling along.
Bum, ba, da, ba, dum, bum,
I'm quitting with the blues of the world. Just singing a song.
Just singing a song.
Just singing a song. Glory, hallelujah, just for the parson. Hey, Paul, you're ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm ready to fall because I'm sitting on top of the world.
On top of the world.
Just singing a song.
Just singing a song.
I'm sitting on top of the world.
Thank you, guys. The Capital Airs with a second selection for you. Hang on just a minute here. We have a live guest on the phone right now, a gentleman bothering me on the telephone. Hello, who is this, please? Hello?
Hello there.
Hello. Who's on the line, please?
Hi there. This is Travel Guy Tom Romano.
Oh, Travel Guy Tom Romano. Yeah, you used to be a part of this program, it seems like, back in the day.
Yeah, but it sounds like I've been replaced by a lot of great talent.
Well, it took four guys it took four people to replace you, not to mention an assist from both James and Luis here. How are things in San Antonio, Mr. Romano?
Outstanding. Weather is very nice. It's actually almost into the 80s, nighttime lows, upper 50s. We're here for Rodeo Week. If you ever thinking about coming to San Antonio, this is a great week to come. First of all, the weather is a lot milder, and Rodeo Week is outstanding at the AT&T Center from about the 11th for 2 weeks. San Antonio Spurs, they make the basketball team leave town for 10 days.
Oh, I remember that. They complain about that long road trip they have to take every year that's like 18 or 19 days so that they can free the arena for the rodeo there in San Antonio. Of course, it judging by the number of championships they've won over the years, it doesn't seem to really have hurt them a whole lot. So, Tom, are there a lot of tourists in town? Are you there for the rodeo?
I am definitely here for the rodeo.
Ah.
And my daughter Amanda's 29th birthday coming up tomorrow. She was almost a Valentine's baby. But yeah, this is our second time around for the San Antonio Rodeo and looking forward to it. You get a rodeo and a concert when you buy your tickets. If you're interested in going, when you go to Ticketmaster's, look for something called their 2-for-1, and you'll end up with some pretty reasonable priced tickets for the rodeo and the concert. It's very cool.
So, Tom,
and you know what? You really don't notice a lot of extra body. San Antonio's pretty big. If you go to the rodeo in Vegas, there's a lot more cowboys there. In San Antonio, they just kind of all blend in.
Thomas, besides the Alamo and the big rodeo in San Antonio, you've been down there more than once. What would you recommend to visitors there? What's a great place to eat or something that folks might not know, might not be on their radar screen in San Antonio?
Well, you know, first of all, in regards to things to do, besides Rodeo Week, there's Fiesta Week, which is in April. This year it's April 14th through the 24th. They actually have parades on the river, down at the Riverwalk in downtown San Antonio, and it's very cool. They're all lit up like it's Christmas time, and they close the streets. Fiesta Week is probably, I mean, they let people off of work on Friday to go to the parades here in San Antonio for Fiesta Week. Go to Max's Cafe for the greatest dinner and wines. It's a dinner and wine bar. It's in the quarry in San Antonio. And if you haven't been to Max's Wine Dog, and if you go for brunch, I highly recommend the egg sandwich.
All right. Thank you, Thomas.
It doesn't sound like much, but it really is.
A report from San Antonio from the other travel guy here. I'm going to let the Capitaleros take us out to the news with James next. When we come back, we're going to have an interview. We're going to take you down to the Napa Valley. I'm Mark Hoffman. He is Tom Romano in San Antonio. We are the Travel Guys on KFBK.
My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows. You may search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose.
Hi there, this is Tom Romano along with Mark Hoffman. We are the Travel Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Thanks for joining us. Got a special guest on the program today. A lot of us like to travel to the wine country and to Napa. Well, guess what? The city of Napa is pleased to launch a new and unique initiative, giving visitors the opportunity to participate in what they call a local experience. It's called Do Napa Behind the Scenes. Our guest on the program today is Sarah Brooks. She's the co-chairman of the City of Napa and GM of Napa River Inn. Welcome to the Travel Guys, Sarah.
Thank you for having me.
Sarah, tell our listeners what Do Napa Behind the Scenes is all about.
Well, a collection of hotels within the city of Napa got together, and we were trying to promote midweek travel. You know, we have a lot of travelers that come over on the weekends, and that's great, and there's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of events. And so we were thinking, you know, what does the city of Napa have to offer to draw people in on the weekdays? And so what we found was what people really love about coming to, especially to downtown Napa, is there's a lot of characters and a lot of unique experiences behind the scenes at different tasting rooms, restaurants, and hotels. So we asked the various players to get together and see what they could offer that would be specific to these travelers coming to participate in the Do Napa Behind the Scenes. So we have a lot of different options. There's, you know, chocolate shop where you can make, you know, you get the secrets of the homemade chocolates. There's a theater that you can go do a behind-the-scenes tour. So it's kind of an eclectic group of different offerings.
Mark, you
take people all kinds of different places, and over the years, travel has continued to evolve as to what people want. There seems to be something that's kind of new, I would think, and that is the being able to experience and do things and be part of.
No question. People are looking for experiential things, so that's why the folks in Napa here, I think, are kind of on to something. They're taking off-season months and weekdays, so they're purposely taking what are not peak times for them and offering folks an opportunity to be able to do something experiential. Sarah, how many people are? I see the ticket prices for these are between $30 and $40.
Yeah, they're actually it's between $20 and $40, depending on which experience.
How big is the group? In other words, on any given day, how many people can have this experience?
Oh, you know, it ranges depending on which experience it is that you're booking. I think it ranges anywhere between 6 and 20 people. You know, some of the tours can handle a bigger group of people, but some of the smaller restaurant experiences or the wine tasting, you know, the blending experiences, those have to be smaller groups in order to really, you know, be able to get behind the scenes and be able to connect. You know, we don't want these big, huge tours that are coming through. These are all very small businesses.
Sarah, just one other question here. Do you have to stay at a hotel? Can you get a ticket without staying at a hotel in Napa, I guess is my question.
You cannot. You actually have to be staying at one of the properties within the city of Napa. There are some packages that you can purchase with the hotel. So, for example, my property is offering a tour of the gardens that we have here on the property with our master gardener. You can stay at any of the properties in the city of Napa and come and book my tour without being on that package.
And now, each one of these tours and these experiences takes a certain length of time. And let's say I do come to your place and stay at the Napa River Inn and I go ahead and take the garden tours and so forth. Will there be time for me to go somewhere else and have a different experience all in the same day?
Yes, we tried to space them out every week. So it's first of all, it's not the same tours that are offered every week. There are some recurring tours that are offered every week, you know, through the end of April. But there are some that are only offered every 3 weeks, or there are some that are changing them week to week so that it's different and people could come back and have a different experience. But they're also staggered so that you could do 2, 3, or 4 different things. You could start on Wednesday afternoon and do maybe 1 or 2 of the experiences, stay overnight, and then maybe do the garden tour in the morning and then maybe the uptown theater tour in the afternoon. So you can really squeeze quite a bit in over a one-night stay.
Now, this is both Wednesdays and Thursdays, is that correct?
Correct. You could stay overnight on Wednesday night or Thursday night. You would have the most available to you if you were staying over Wednesday night because there's several things happening Wednesday afternoon.
Awesome. Sarah, where's the best place folks can go to get the information as to what tours are offered on what particular days and other details about the Experience Napa?
Everything is on donapa.com/behind-the-scenes.
Awesome.
And from there, you can book a hotel room or book any of the experiences.
And we'll be sure to put a link to your website at our website, which is travelguysradio.com.
Great. Thank you.
Sarah Brooks with Do Napa and some exciting experiences there. Too bad those aren't available to folks just to go down and do them on your own. You've got to get a hotel room, but I get it. They're trying to sell hotel rooms during the week, during the off season in Napa. So a really good idea in a way. I thought Sarah had a great idea there. You could go down and stay on Wednesday night and take advantage of some of the things that are going on Wednesday and some of the things that are going on Thursday. So for those who are looking for a quick getaway during the week, you can go to travelguysradio.com and there's a link there to Do Napa and all of the events that they have on their website and also to everything else that we mentioned on the Travel Guys today. All right, I mentioned earlier in the program that was looking for some people who perhaps are involved with Uber or Airbnb or Lyft or some of the sharing economy. If you are someone who participates either as a consumer or as a provider to some of those shared economy type concepts, if you want, go to travelguysradio.com and just send me a little note. Just put Uber or Lyft or Airbnb in the subject line, and I'll contact you about being on a future program. I suppose we could just take calls. but that would be a little bit scary. You guys might just sit there and look at, stare at your telephone, and I would have no one to talk to except for Tom. Here's something kind of interesting. This is the definitive guide for Airbnb newbies. I found this on smartertravel.com, one of the websites that we recommend on a regular basis. Ed Perkins writes for them. If you are an Airbnb person, if you're going to rent for Airbnb and you haven't done it before, here are some tips for you. Pay attention to details. When you're ready to begin shopping, start with a detailed search by using the filters on Airbnb's website. That will save you a lot of time. Airbnb offers more than private houses, which people aren't always aware of. There are single rooms for rent and things of that sort. There are also rooms in bed and breakfasts. So pay attention to those details when you're booking to avoid any surprises. Sometimes when you're traveling with a large party, the home will have a basement or a loft with day beds to accommodate extra people, but not necessarily extra enough bedrooms for every guest. So take time when you're reading through each listing so you don't miss important details like that. Ask questions. When it comes to spending your hard-earned money and your time off, there's no such thing as asking too many questions. So if you have never done this before, figure out what's important to you in a rental home. For example, the layout, what the amenities might be, is yard space or something like that important to you, or is it just a place to lay your head at night? Contacting the host is a good idea. So before you launch into your laundry list of questions, contact the host, introduce yourself. Emailing is a good way to start, but talking to a host on the phone is really the best way to feel somebody out. I mean, really and truly, if you're going to stay in their home and they're going to have you as a guest, why would they not want to speak to you over the telephone? Hopefully after you've spoken to them, you'll have peace of mind and a clearer understanding of what to expect when you get there, because one of the most important things about Airbnb, and one of the things people complain about the most, is that their expectation wasn't in line with reality. Either the host misled them to thinking that something was going to happen or exist that wasn't there, or they decided in their mind based on what they read or what they heard. So really and truly, extra communication. If you haven't, if you're diving into Airbnb and you haven't done it before, contacting the host. Watch out for extra fees. Airbnb imposes a service fee of between 6 and 12% of the total nightly rate. This amount varies according to the length of the stay and the number of guests reserved. Think twice before you cancel, though, because the fee is only refundable if the host cancels on you. Also, if you're traveling to European countries and things like that, remember that there is a value-added tax that's going to be added on top of anything else that was discussed to start with. Also, Airbnb charges a 3% conversion fee if the host location uses a different currency. So your credit card may charge a conversion fee. Airbnb may charge a conversion fee. So don't get surprised on those things. Know about them ahead of time. Some hosts have the right to charge you a cleaning fee, so that's something you want to know ahead of time. You want to look at the fine print. In many cities, Airbnb is connecting hosts with photographers who will take photos of the home that are later used on the listing. So look for a photo verification if it's there. And again, manage your expectations. This is an article that I got from smartertravel.com, the definitive guide for Airbnb newbies. So hopefully there's something there. If you're thinking about using the Airbnb site for a hotel stay or two or seven or 10, I am Mark Hoffman. We are the Travel Guys. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to have a special guest that's going to talk about companies that are helping out the planet, companies that are minding their P's and Q's when it comes to the environment. We'll find all about that next on the Travel Guys.
Welcome, everyone. You've got the Travel Guys, Mark and Tom, right here on KFBK every Sunday, 3 to 4, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Mark, we got a special guest on the phone, and I'm quite excited about hearing about BirdQuest.
Absolutely, Tom, and it's more than just birds that we're after here. Deborah Regan is on the phone with us. Hi, Deborah.
Hello.
Deborah is the proprietor of a website called EcoTourLink, L-I-N-Q. We'll tell you where you can find it and stuff like that a little bit later on. Deborah, welcome to the Travel Guys.
Well, thank you very much.
tell us a little bit about your website and what the mission is and stuff. This is something that a lot of people, I think, are looking for experiential things when they're traveling, but they're also looking to be kind to the planet. So tell us how EcoTourlink comes in.
Yes, absolutely. It's actually the fastest growing segment of the entire travel industry globally currently. So yes, more and more travelers are looking for these kinds of experiences. And pretty much what this means is that the tour provider is giving an opportunity to the traveler to either give back to those communities, leaving a lighter carbon footprint, and perhaps putting in trees or other activities where they are kind to the environment, as you're suggesting.
You have on your website, you've divided this up into all sorts of regions. Some of it is domestic, some of it is international. Give us an example of a couple, Deborah, of one or two of the places that when people come to your website, things that they're hitting on the most often.
Well, Costa Rica is one of the most popular destinations, not only for the travelers, but the number of tour operators that are providing these experiences. So if you go onto my site and you drill down for the page for Costa Rica, you're going to see a lot of button links for travel tour providers. So people who are interested in the Caribbean, in Central America, and an eco-friendly destination such as Costa Rica are going to have a lot of choice. One that I would like to share with your listeners would be a 9-day multi-sport trip, and this would include bicycling, river rafting, sea kayaking, also overnight stays in so-called jungle lodges. Now, that's something different. Also, small family-run inn and hotels in small towns. The particular trip is being provided by a company out of British Columbia, Canada. It is called Bike Hike Adventures, and this is a 9-day multi-tour trip. They do have 9 scheduled trips ready to go this year, 2016, and they are priced from $2,599 USD.
Now, Deborah, let me ask you, you are only an information provider, is that right? You're not really selling anything on your website per se, as you are just providing information to folks to be able to find this type of an experience.
That's absolutely correct. This is a direct primarily is for the traveler searching for this type of experience and is rather frustrated in that search process. So, yes, it's mostly information.
Deborah, you know, I mentioned at the beginning of the show, and it's because it just caught my eye and I clicked on it and I liked what I saw. You have something called Bird Quest, the ultimate in bird touring. Tell us a little bit about that.
BirdQuest has a number of trips throughout the globe, so you would be able to search by destination, and then depending on the country you're looking to visit, be it in South America or Europe or here in North America, you would be able to find a BirdQuest on most of those pages because they go to so many places. And once you click on that button link, that will take you to their home website page. So then you can look around at all of their itineraries and not just be locked into necessarily one destination.
Deborah, this looks like a really good resource for people who are, let's just say, planet friendly. These are companies that do business, if I'm correct here, these are companies that do business in a way that passes muster. Is that kind of where we're at here?
Yes, this is a collection of companies that I have curated for the travelers so that they don't need to spend as much time double-checking their validity within this space.
Tom, this is really, I think, one of the best. I mean, there are lots of websites out here addressing travel websites, addressing different niches in the market. But this is really one of the best ones. And Deborah has obviously done a lot of work on this, and there probably is a long way for it to go. But there are some really good resources here. If you're looking to take a trip, I mean, there's all sorts of things in the state of California. Deborah mentioned Costa Rica. So they're all over the place. Deborah, thank you so much for joining us. Her website, it's www.ecotourlink.com, or you can just go to travelguysradio.com, where you will find a link to her website and to all of the other websites that we've mentioned on the program here today. Deborah, thank you for being a part of the program and telling us about your site, and we'd love to check in with you maybe a little bit down the road and find out what you have new for us.
Well, that sounds great, Mark and Tom, and thank you so much for having me as a guest.
And thank you so much for dropping in with us today, Deborah from EcoLink Tours, and through the magic of radio, didn't you hear Tom Romano from San Antonio earlier, and now he's on that interview? Well, yes, indeed, interviews that were recorded earlier in the week. That is the magic of radio. All right, I have a Travel Guys winner here, a Sports Leisure Vacations winner. We didn't get a winner last week, so the jackpot is a couple hundred bucks this time. This goes to a Sports Leisure traveler who went with us on a Jersey Boys trip last week. Pat Smith, S-M-Y-T-H, is the winner. Pat, call the Sports Leisure Vacations office Monday or Tuesday to claim your prize. If we don't hear from Pat, the jackpot will be $300 next week. Let's see, what else do I have here? I have a couple of things that folks asked me to make announcements about. Yeah, this is. We talked about the wreath project at the cemetery, the military cemetery down the Sacramento Valley National Cemetery down in Dixon. It's been open now for about 10 years, and every year a group of volunteers do a wonderful thing by putting wreaths out on all of the graves of our fallen soldiers. And but there have gotten to be so many graves that they have found that they kind of need more than one fundraiser a year to make all of this happen. So they're having a second fundraiser. It's in early March. It's at the Inn at Park Winters in Winters. They are going to have dinner and a silent auction and dancing and a speaker and all kinds of fun stuff. Winters is not very far from Sacramento. We have put their entire flyer up on our website at travelguysradio.com. So if you would like to get some information, and everything is on here except the price. Oh, here it is at the bottom. Tickets are $100 per person, sold in advance of the event only, and will not be available at the door. So a way to support what I think is really one of the best local charities in town. These folks are all volunteers, and they just go out and try to make the cemetery a little bit more special place on occasion. Travelguysradio.com if you would like to be part of the wreath project. All right, let's see here. What else have we got? Cab drivers in Japan. This is kind of interesting. I'm going to dig into this and see if I can figure it out for next week, get a little bit more information. But apparently, cab drivers are being plagued by ghost riders in Japan. More than one cab driver has reported picking up a rider who asked to be taken to the district where the tsunami occurred. And then when the driver says, well, nobody goes there anymore, the passenger says, have I died? And the driver turns around and there is nobody in the car. This has happened on several occasions, apparently. So either the cab drivers are into the sake, or but we'll find out more about the ghost cab riders over in. All right, let's see. Last week we gave away, on Super Bowl week, we gave away a bunch of American Express gift cards. I heard back from a couple of those winners. Shannon, who won one of our cards, sent me a lovely, with quotes around it, note about her flight on U.S. Airways a few years ago coming back from Mexico, and a flight attendant who wasn't very friendly. I can't read that one to you on the air, but thanks for sharing, Shannon. It was kind of fun to read. And then Connie sent in some notes just saying that some of the types of hotels that she stays in and stuff like that, but this is kind of interesting. She stays in Embassy Suites for breakfast included when she's alone, but she stays in full-service hotels and resorts when she's with her two 20-something sons. Says she always leaves her car at long-term parking for $10 a day, and for the convenience of arriving and leaving at her own pace and not having to wait for Uber or shuttles or friends or relatives. So there you go. Sometimes after a long trip, I'll sit down for coffee and download and pick up my luggage at the Southwest office. They pick it up from the carousel and babysit until I arrive. Good for you, Connie. So thanks to all of our Travel Guys listeners who, you can go to travelguysradio.com if you'd like to participate in our upcoming Uber or Airbnb show and let me know that you are a user or a provider there, and I'll be happy to contact you. Tom will be back next week. We'll have a great program for you as always at 3 o'clock. You have yourself a wonderful week. Thanks for coming along with the Travel Guys this week. I'll see you next Sunday at 3 o'clock.